Ashley.
And I'm Annie.
And together we're
Three Single Broads.
You're listening to the Three Single Broads.
On my face. Do it on the face. Don't get into my eyes.
Oh, it burns. Don't get into my eye, mostly, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, okay, guys. Okay. Let me quick
we want them young, in. Dumb, and full of cum.
Can we make that all favorite. Part of the entrance, though?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's okay. Amazing.
That's the word. And they're like, deeper. Go deeper.
Going any further, yeah.
Oh my god.
All right, guys. Well, that was the entrance to our bonus episode.
Oh, welcome back to these guys.
Welcome back to Matt Brad. Yeah. We've gotten very comfortable over our interview time. So the reason we wanted to have a bonus was because you guys still have like a whole other fucking chapter of your lives that you lived.
Well, we only talked about your relationship with each other.
Correct.
And
correct.
I want to kind of talk about your personal growth. So I guess I'll start with you, Matt, because I know you were on The Biggest Loser. So talk to me about that.
All right, I've done lots of interviews, so I know exactly where to go with
perfect.
This.
Perfect. Yes, we're ready.
I've been on Larry King.
Oh, wow.
So usually question one is, how did you hear about this? How did you get involved in the show? So I went on vacation, actually left that nanny job, and went on vacation with my friends. We went to Nashville, Tennessee. We were supposed to go to Nashville. We ended up going to Memphis because I had a gut feeling to go to Memphis. Something just told me to go there. So we switched our plans, went to Memphis. Long story short, we go down there. We're there for, a couple hours. And we got hungry, so we were going to go to dinner. Going to go to dinner. And so I just had a feeling, like, just ask the parking garage attendant. I'm sure he looks like he knows. He didn't miss a meal.
he knows
where
to
go.
To eat.
So and he said, he's like, oh, try this place. It's inside the, the Piedmont Hotel? I always forget the name of the hotel. It's
Piedmont
the,
Hotel?
The most expensive, most, like, bougie hotel there. Mm-hmm. I think that's the name of it's very famous.
Familiar.
Yeah, it's a very famous area. So I would have gone just on the street to some little dive place or whatever. But so we go in there. It's a famous actor, Isaac Hayes' restaurant or whatever. It's overlooking the Mississippi River. It's beautiful.
Oh,
so we go in there.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, I'm like bougie. It's kind of like Hard Rock Cafe, though. So we walk in and it even said now casting. So I even thought, I was like, well, maybe because they're cast members, like kind of like Disney. Like maybe maybe they just call them cast members. So we sit down. I remembered seeing now casting, and so I asked the server, whose name was Jersey, which I'm from Jersey. I even thought, your name is Jersey?
Yeah.
Seriously. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
So I believe in fate. There's a couple things in life that I believe in fate. Fate, as I got on that show, fate, I met Brad. Like, there's a lot of things in fate. So he said there's a weight loss reality show. Now, mind you, I'm on season one of The Biggest Loser.
Yeah, like he's like
season one. It's the
first
original.
One, yeah.
There was no title. It was not called Biggest Loser. It was called Weight Loss Reality Show. So
what a name.
Yeah. So
thank God
I met.
That.
Yeah. So just to let you know. So yeah, just to give you some context, that I'm like, it wasn't like I was trying out for The Biggest Loser.
Yeah,
right.
You just literally were following your instincts.
Yeah,
to
and
this
I had
crazy
no idea what this was, and so the guy was like, oh. Well, they've been auditioning people all day long here. There was like thousands of people here. He's like, so it's over. Maybe they'll still interview you. So I ran over to go in. I mean, it's so big, this place. You could not see. I didn't see the commotion going on.
Right.
I had to go to the other side of the restaurant to go see that. I'm like, oh, there is a whole thing here.
Right.
Curtains
wow.
and all this stuff. So production, all this. So I walk back there and this lady who gave me a little attitude, she looks at her watch and she's like, because I said, I'm like, can I still audition? And she's like, yes, that's fine. So I'm like, cool. So I fill out an application, sit down. They ask me a couple questions, whatever. They like me. We left. I'm just trying to tell you a fast version.
Yeah.
We sit down. I get a phone call. Now, this, mind you, this is 17 years ago. It's 2004.
Wow.
So I had roaming on my phone. Just to show you how old it was. My phone started ringing. I'm like, who the hell's calling me from California? So and my friend's like, get it. Just answer it. I'm like, I'm not picking that's a dollar a minute.
Exactly.
I ain't picking that up.
I am not paying
back
this.
After nine.
Yeah.
Back after nine.
So she's like, just pick it up. California. That's kind of crazy that's calling. Like, we didn't have span. It wasn't warranty.
Right.
Back
yeah.
Back.
And by this point, did you forget that you even did this?
No, it was 10 minutes later.
Oh, shit. Okay,
I was still
in
the restaurant.
Oh,
we sat
God.
Down
you
to
didn't
eat.
Even leave yet.
No,
okay.
We sat down to eat. So, mind you, my friends ordered so much food. They had to bring an extra tray to sit next
Stop.
To the table.
Stop. You tried out for a weight loss show, showed up with a
God damn it. It was one of those meals that you had to have a minimum of four people, and there was only three of us. And my friend's like, I'll pay the extra, don't worry. Like, that was so much food that came. So they're like, hi, this is so on and so forth with NBC calling that we, you know, blah, 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 blah. Like, so, and she's like, oh, you sound like you're in the restaurant. Are you still here? I'm like, yes. She's like, oh, I'll be right over.
Great.
I'm like, oh my God, we have so much food at this table. Oh my God. Oh my God. So anyway, but she came over, talked to us. She had me and my friend do a round two. So our whole trip ended up being about Biggest Loser. We had to go the next day. We had to be on camera. We had to hold, you know, we met with the casting directors. We did all this stuff. So then we got to round three. They gave us a paper, do a video from home and all that. And I have that video. Anyway, and then, so I got on. So, point is I flew out. It was, next question usually is, where was it filmed? Malibu.
Is that your first time out in Malibu?
In California, yeah.
In California altogether?
My first, I was, again, season one. We're the only ones in Malibu. The other ones filmed in, I think, San Bernardino or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we were at a very famous ranch, Saddle Rock Ranch.
Nice.
And very, a lot of things filmed there. But anyway, very, very cool experience. So, flew out there. You're still not even sure if you get on the show. I found out within 12 hours of us getting on a bus and leaving.
Wow.
We're sequestered for a week. You don't get to talk to anybody. You can call home.
Right.
But there was no, like, I didn't have a smartphone.
Right. No, it was a landline.
Yeah.
So I'm like calling home and all that. But yeah, I found out about 12 hours before we left. They take everything from you, your phone, everything. Call your home last time. So
didn't you tell them at one point too, like, they actually threw blankets over you so you couldn't, like, see
you got
other
kidnapped?
Potential.
Yeah. In the
some
morning,
of the stuff that he's told me, I'm like, this is just odd sounding.
They don't want you to interact without the cameras being there. So that way, because otherwise you'll look like you have a rapport already. They want you to meet for the first time on camera. So they do everything. There's a person standing outside your hotel room door. You're not allowed to leave your door.
Oh my God.
Your room. So you are sequestered. They walk around. You get 2 hours a day to leave your room.
It sounds like prison.
Yeah, but
he gets 2 hours.
Yeah. And I would sightsee for like 2 hours and come back to the room. And anyway, but you're not allowed to have multiple people outside the rooms because we can't run into each other. This isn't just Biggest Loser. This is reality. This is reality.
Think about the bitches on The Bachelorette. Yeah.
But this was back when it was just American Idol, Road Rules, you know,
Real
World.
Yeah, like there was not really anything.
Survivor. But that was it. So, you know, and then all these joke ones started happening. So we're like, is this a legit show?
Are they doing this to make fun of us?
Because again, there was no Biggest Loser.
Right.
Yeah.
This was just weight loss reality show.
Right.
Like, so I had no idea that this was going to be the monster hit it was. So anyway, but yeah, so we go, but he's right. So we go, it's like 5 a.m., and they literally take us down to the lobby one at a time. And then, so there was people in the van already. There's multiple vans. So, because they bring more people than there's on the show in case they have to send somebody home.
Right.
Because we had to get doctor's checks and all this stuff.
Right.
Anyway, so so there's two vans loaded up, and they had imagine walking out to a van and there's blankets covering people in the van.
I was like,
what the fuck am I walking into?
Blanket over you and throwing you into a van.
Yeah. I remember I sat in the third row of this like 15 passenger van. And they put a blanket over me, and I heard somebody else get in the van.
Yo, they better have that AC on too if we're in California.
Yeah.
Then
we could take them off when we're in the van, but absolutely no talking. Like somebody was just like, oh, so are you, where are you from? And they were like, no talking. So like, and it's an hour and a half drive.
Oh my God.
So you can't talk. But anyway, once the cameras started rolling and we could meet, have at it. You can have at it all you want.
Right.
But anyway.
So what was the experience once you got there and you knew what was happening?
Absolutely amazing. So the show is real. Everybody asks that question is, you know, how real is it? Is it realistic? Yeah, absolutely. Jillian is amazing.
I was going to say that was your coach.
About Jillian.
Yes.
I get asked the same questions for the past 17 years. So I'm used to the questions that it's like, you know, where was it filmed? How was it? How did you get involved? Is it really real? How much weight did you lose? I lost about 130 pounds.
How long did you last in the competition?
Till the fourth episode, and then my team turned against me and kicked me off. So, and then they decided because I was not supposed to leave the show. Actually, I was told that it's like, we did not anticipate this. You are not to leave the show. Like, but they can't control it.
Right.
So they changed the rules of the game, and the game was forever changed.
The very next episode.
Yeah. That they put everybody knows, like, if you watch the show, if you know the yellow line, if you know the yellow line, the immunity line, I'm like, that was created because they kicked me and somebody else off, not in the same episode,
right?
Because we were winning. I was the biggest loser 3 out of the 4 weeks. So their team decided.
You were doing too well.
The team, and that's not the game.
Yeah.
The team decided, not the show, the team decided to kick me off. And they were like, no, 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 no. This is not how this is going to go. So they changed the rules of the game. And that's why forever there was a yellow line.
What do you win at the end besides?
$250,000.
Yeah. Oh, they turned on you quick.
Well, what's annoying too, though, is that the show, the episode that he got voted off, the challenge that they lost, which caused them to have to vote someone off, wasn't lost because of him. It was lost because of the other person.
And she blamed me. But the team knew it wasn't me. They never
blamed me. I need to Hulu.
I know. It's probably on like YouTube or something.
So, it's funny because it's so old that none of my stuff is on YouTube. All newer episodes are, but it's so old. I have it on DVD, but because the production sent me a copy or whatever. But it's like literally production. Okay. Like it has the production title.
And then so you get voted off. You go home, and then do you like come back for the finale?
Yeah,
and all
there was
that
a reunion and the finale. Then we did a reunion. We all flew out there. It was amazing. But
that was the thing too, like for those, and I always like to throw this on there too, because some people don't realize this, like, so all the time that the show kept filming, he was home living his real normal life again, but still had to continuously lose weight in order to be...
I was going to say, what the fuck was it like to like come home? First of all, blankets have been thrown over your fucking head. You were kidnapped, and then you came home and you lost this weight. Like,
and you're not allowed to tell anybody. Every person
Everyone was probably like,
"How much weight did you lose? How much?" And I go, I swear that you can ask any person I know. I'm not just saying this. I would say, I don't know. Watch the show. And I'm like, that was my official comment. They said your official comment should just be, now some people did talk, but you sign away, and I'm not kidding, you sign away that if for any discretion that is caught and that they find you, you are liable for a $1 million lawsuit.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, I ain't telling nobody.
No,
my mom was even like, but I'm your mother. And I was like, I personally know that if somehow, some way, something gets out and it's not, I know it never came out of my mouth.
Then I know I don't owe $1 million.
So I just know that if anybody heard anything, it was not from me because I did not speak anything.
Yeah.
So I was just safer to not say anything. And I came home in September and it started airing in November. So it was like 2 full months I could not say anything. But people would be like, oh my God, you look amazing. How much weight did you lose? I'd be like, I can't tell you. You have to watch the show. Like, I don't know. Watch the show.
Was it even worse when the show started then? Because saw you and
I remember
really
the first
had questions.
Time I saw the first commercial, I was in the gym on a freaking elliptical.
Oh my God, that was
and
really wild.
You know how they have TVs all over? And I was literally like, oh my God. I was like, that's my gut on TV. And I'm literally looking around like, please don't let anybody recognize me. But I'm like, nobody did. But I just, and then they showed, of course, they for the first like 3 weeks, they really kept airing. They used it as a trailer or a teaser of me crying. And everybody's like, why are you crying? And I'm like, I don't know. Watch the show.
Yeah.
So I'm like, which now I can tell you that I'm like, I gained weight. But they filmed me over and over and over. We had to refilm that scene so many times. They wanted me to crack. So I'm like, I imagine getting on a scale in front of your teammates, a cast that you don't see, the president of NBC. I'm like, Caroline Ray, Jillian Michaels, Rock Harper, and you're standing on a scale that looks like an elephant could stand on.
Yeah.
And it's projecting on there, and they make you do it multiple times when I know I just lost everything for everybody.
Yeah.
And they just kept going, okay, we need to do it one more time. And they want you to be legit. I didn't act. So,
but they really wanted you to cry.
Of course, the clip that they use is me losing it on camera because I'm sorry, and I'm gonna cry. Just the feeling of like watching this camera and knowing that I'm embarrassed and I feel horrible that I lost for my team. And it's, but the thing is what y'all don't know. It looks like I was just not working out that week, or I was doing, you know. But they had me on a medical rest. And they were filling me because I was dehydrated with Gatorade, which is full of sugar.
Yeah.
And they would not allow the diet one. They're like, no, you need the electrolytes. So I was fed. Literally, I had to drink those full ones. I had to drink 2 a day. I'm like, and I'm not exercising. So I gained 3 pounds.
Yeah, so it's just so sick.
Yeah, I only gained 3 pounds. But the point is that nobody really had gained up until that point. And then I'm gaining weight. So that's why I didn't get kicked off because of that. Because everybody knew it had nothing to do with me cheating.
Yeah.
Or any, trust me, They put chocolate under your pillow. They baked chocolate. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's something I heard about the show is that they like would try to quote unquote sabotage you guys and like tempt you.
You know, but I stick up for the show all the time because people do say those kind of things and it's fine. It's because they don't know, they didn't live it.
Right.
But they did say, listen, we put these temptations. Now, some of them were a little extreme.
Chocolate in your pillow.
In real life,
but that's what they said. Yeah. These are the temptations you're going to see when you walk into a house and you smell brownies and you want one.
Right. Like, what are you
going to
do?
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Like the fucking brownies.
So, and then, you know, they had hidden cameras everywhere. So, you know, of course they want you to be able to do whatever you want to do.
Right.
I never did, but I'm like, but... are they watching? Or are they not? Like, you really could have snuck a bite if you wanted to.
They were totally watching.
They're totally putting it on TV. Yeah.
So, but it was a real experience. Like, so I will always stick up for the show and that it is real. But you have to keep remembering. Every time I tell the story or whatever, I'm like, just remember, this wasn't Biggest Loser at the time. It wasn't even picked up officially by NBC. They came in when we were filming, like, the third episode. And they said, it's been picked up. It's going prime time. This is going to be a huge show. Yeah. They love, like, NBC loves what they've seen. Like, so we had to sit down with publicists and we had to train on how to speak into the media.
Wow.
Like, that's the only reason why I'm decent at interviews. I'm like, and I don't get scared.
Because
I'm like,
that training.
I've literally done so many. It's just, it's been, yeah, it's just awesome. But I always said I thought that show was preparing me for something bigger.
Yeah.
And it has led to something bigger, but
yeah.
You know, we did cookbooks. We didn't. Oh, you don't get any role. Everybody says, "Do you get paid from that?" I'm like, "No, I'm in cookbooks. Yeah. I'm on products. I'm in advertising. You sign your life." There's actually a quote in the clause in the contract that I had to sign that says that they own my likeness and my name and all of that forever and throughout the universe.
Wow.
Forever. So we can move to Mars and they still own him.
Forever and throughout the universe. I will never forget that line because I was like, who the fuck talks like that?
Who are you guys?
What else is happening? I don't know about.
They knew Space Force was happening. They were preparing.
I will never forget that. Forever and throughout the universe.
So after that experience, did you, obviously you went on interviews and did all like that, you did like a whole, did you kind of do just like a tour after the
Larry
season?
King, The View,
you did a bunch of local ones.
I was going to say probably a lot CNN, of just big stuff too because you were new. It was a new show.
Time Magazine.
Since then, have you ever gone back? Did they ever do like a...
So that's a very good question. So with all the drama that you saw between all the seasons, they did take a hiatus, and they did bring back. They revamped the show. It's now not on NBC anymore, but on
USA,
which is owned by NBC.
Yeah.
Universal, and so during the pandemic, which this is a great lead into him.
I was just gonna say this is amazing lead into you.
So because it's God's honest truth. So we were looking for stuff to watch, just like everybody else. We went through every show on Netflix.
Yeah, you so binged like, everything, including Tiger King.
I actually, being on the show, it was an amazing experience. I watched the first season. I watched the second season. I still have very good friends from season 2.
I wanted to ask you, do you talk to any of the people
from
the season?
Absolutely, I do. I just talked to somebody, we Facebooked yesterday.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, so I actually keep in better contact with season 2 people than I do even season 1
people. Well, those bitches turned on you.
Yeah, they really did.
No offense, people, sorry.
But,
full offense.
Full offense.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
So... But anyway, going back, so we were talking that I'm like, you know, I haven't seen anything like Biggest Loser. I'm like, I know that there's this new season of like the brand new trainers, Bob's the host,
new format.
It's supposed to be healthier and more of a legit type of show and not as much competition.
Right.
Right.
So mine was straight up like everybody
survivor
yeah,
for survivor,
yeah. Yes. Exactly what it was. Yeah, it was workout.
That was that was the big thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was workout way hardcore, overly, you know, focused on that. Right. And this one they went more towards like the mind.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's mind, body, spirit kind of.
It's more holistic. It's still a competition show, but it's now whoever is the weight is the most amount of weight and percentage of weight loss is the one who gets at least, excuse me, is the one who gets kicked off.
Right. Right.
There's no fighting. Voting. There's no voting. It's just
all about performance.
That's how the game should have been since day
most
one.
Most definitely.
For sure.
So yeah, I probably would have won.
Yeah.
Because the person who lost the second amount of weight, not me, he won.
He won.
So I should have probably
won. You would have won.
So anyway. He was always right behind me. I lost 22 pounds 1 week. He lost 19 pounds 1 week. If I lost 17 pounds, he lost 15 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm like, I probably would have won. But whatever, life, that's, it would, but it you know what, if I would have won, I would have moved to California, I would have never met him.
Bad.
Exactly.
So, everything happens first.
So, you watched the new season.
Yeah, so we watched the new season, it was amazing, we loved it.
It was so good.
We loved it. It's a great, if you haven't watched it, you can go watch it on the USA app, it's amazing. I'm like, anyway, I think actually all the old Biggest Losers are on there too, on the USA app.
Yeah.
So anyway, you'd think it'd be on Peacock, but it's not.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I said to him, I was like, well, why don't you audition? So I'm like, I can't go on the show again, but why don't you go on the show?
Yeah.
So, and he's like, you know, I don't know, maybe, yeah, because I've said it throughout the years, like, go on the show. No. But anyway, but he was not working at the time because of the pandemic. And so I said, I'm like, why don't you look into it? So I'm like, you now listen, as I know the casting people, I know all the producers and all that stuff. So I'm like, they've always reached out to, because we have an alumni page. So they always reach out and say, like, has anybody know, we're casting. If anybody knows anybody, please send them our way. Like, there's no guarantees, but they'll at least, out of
they'll
the,
look at
yeah, the, out of the 100,000, out of like 100,000 applicants, they'll be able to single out these people.
Right.
So I said, I'm like, you know, I can just give somebody a shout out and just try to get your video on. So he's like, all right. So I did. I reached out and just said, hey, my husband's going to audition. Okay, great. Just earmark it. We'll look for his video. So I'm like, okay, great. So
have you ever done a video like that, Brad? Like,
no.
Did you even
know
what you're going to talk about?
Well, no. The nice thing is, though, is that I had him as a nice guy.
Yeah,
right.
Sound
tell
board,
me,
yeah.
Like, this is what they look for. This is what you need to do. Like,
and did not every single thing I
every
said.
Every single thing he's been telling me for years happened.
He's like, oh my God.
Everything,
exactly
the way they
said.
Conducted the interview, the questions they asked, like everything was exactly
you were ready.
As he said.
It's wild too that it's exactly
why
the same
casting?
All those
years.
So you auditioned.
So
I sat him down.
Because
so
looking at you, I wouldn't think you need to be on the Biggest Loser.
Oh,
we're
going
to
talk about that.
We're going to get
that's
there,
where
girl.
It's
going
to be him talking.
Right.
So we're getting there, people. Just stay tuned. So this is really what's really exciting. So we make a video and I help perfect it because I know kind of what they're looking for.
Right.
Like, it's just the way you word things.
Right.
It really is. So it's not lying. It's all true. It's just the way, if I do help, I've helped other people
it's
with casting.
It's Hollywood lingo.
But it's casting
absolutely.
Videos.
Yeah.
I've helped other people with casting videos and they've gotten on their shows.
Oh my
goodness. So it's just, I know what they're looking for. So anyway, the point is I helped him. We sent the video, gets a call immediately the very next day.
Nice.
And has a meeting with whoever that was, another casting person. And then he got past that round. So I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
So, but they did say that I popped on, like, hi. And they're like, oh, hi. Like, I didn't know that person. They must be new.
Right.
I mean, it was 17 years ago. So,
right.
But I did know, ironically, how cool is this? Talk about fate. The person who, it was her first casting job ever, was on my season of Biggest Loser and worked throughout the years. She's now the head of their casting and started with this new season. So
seriously.
Yeah, she's amazing. Her name is Kat. But anyway, so I'm like, so he had an interview with her then next week or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
And they requested me be on the video, the Zoom. And I'm
they requested us to be both.
I wish people at home could see my pic. I go,
I mean, they can.
I literally go, why they want me on there? I'm like, so I was like, oh God, do they want me like on the show or something?
Yeah.
So we did the video. It was nice catching up with her. We did the whole thing. But the minute she goes, so why are you not auditioning? And I go, I didn't think I could. I'd been told like many years.
You already were on.
Yeah, I was on. And so I've been told for years that they won't ever do that. So she's like, well, we've been pushing this with NBC for years that we want to have past contestants on for like a second chance.
Right.
So she goes, we think you're kind of perfect for it. So would you be interested? And I'm like, absolutely. Do I have to do an audition tape? So she's like, no, I'll just do, if you're interested, I'll just put your name in. And this is kind of the audition tape. So,
holy shit.
So yeah, I mean, so we kind of, so COVID, that was the beginning of COVID. It didn't really hit yet. Nothing was really.
Right. It was then, all still new.
This was May of 2020.
Yeah.
So okay. It was all still like, we were kind of in the pandemic. But so yeah, but it was a few months. Still new.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
We didn't get an official, you're on the show, but we got pretty much that you were going to bring you back. You're going to be the first contestant to ever come back. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so amazing. Like, and most likely like as a couple, whatever they were going to, we didn't get an official. There was never an official, but it was kind of like a thing.
It was,
just be prepared that you may be coming.
Right. Yeah.
And they had asked me to do my video of like everything around here. Like, you know, video about my life and about me and about my history, my past.
Yeah.
Like that whole, what do they call
of
that?
Of course There's you did.
What is the video called?
Sizzle.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was something else.
So, of your life?
Yeah. So basically like, you know, like an introduction into me and why I want to lose weight. Why I think it'd be good to be on the show. That whole kind of thing.
So what was neat is he had just started walking and stopped drinking. And he just went through this. And this is where we're going to
I remember seeing this too. Because at this point, we had all been in contact to try to get you on the podcast. So I became friends with you on Facebook. So I started to see this journey as it was starting.
So then, real quick, we're going to go to you. So, but that's when we got hit with an email pretty much saying production's been halted.
Right.
Like, indefinitely. We don't know what's going to happen. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Right. Yeah.
But he already started his weight loss journey, and this is where we're going to go to him. So, it's not 100% sure the show could come back.
I was going to say it could still come back. Oh, totally could. You could be back.
Yeah. I could be. I don't know.
Stay tuned.
Oh,
so when you kind of took this audition process and then ran with it.
We're in like a month into the pandemic, into quarantine, and I took full advantage of that full month of not being in a job, not working, and it was the first time I'd ever had like free time in my life for how many years being in the restaurant industry. So I was really enjoying it, eating and drinking everything in sight. There was 1 week I had gotten to finish off the third box of wine that I had finished off in a week, and I had also polished off a couple bottles of vodka as well, and was eating everything, and I stopped and I was just like, all right, if this shit's gonna continue, like, I can't keep going down this road. Like, the bad things are happening. I'm already at the heaviest I've ever been. I was 315 pounds, and I was like, I gotta do something. So I'm like, I have time on my hands, let's take advantage of that and let's actually really do something good for it. I decided that I would quit drinking and do at least a 30-minute workout for 30 days. That was it. I want to see what would happen with that.
Nice short goals.
Like exactly.
Very attainable goals.
Exactly.
It's going to be hard, but not undoable. Yeah.
Exactly. It's kind of how it all started. So I went from there. And then in the midst of all that, we did the audition and everything. And so that kind of just kept me motivated and going for it. That I'm like, all right, well, I better keep preparing for this show. Because it looks like if I am going to get on the show, I'm going to have to be working out a lot. Like, let's get myself ready for this. So I kept on pushing. And then 30 days turned into 60 days, which turned into 90, et cetera, et cetera.
That show was grueling.
Kept going. And it turned into this whole thing where, so one of my workouts, I was doing these dance workouts through this program that I have for the DVDs for.
Girl,
I loved it.
I know. Was our workout.
I know.
Yeah. I love it. Have
you done the new one?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm doing his new one. I'm like 2 weeks into it.
Anytime you can dance to lose weight, why not?
And that's I loved it. That's what I actually had done to lose weight for the wedding. So I went back to that, and then I did one of the workouts the one day. It was Memorial Day actually, and I've had two ACL reconstruction surgeries on my left knee. So I tweaked my knee a little bit during one of the workouts. It swelled up. So I'm thinking, oh my God, it got really stiff. I was like, did I mess it up again? So I went to the doctor. I'm like, I want to do all this right. Went to the doctor right away. They checked it out. Everything was fine. I just had to go through some physical therapy. Like, my muscles weren't strong enough to really support the knee. So went physical therapy. So they said stop the workouts. So I was really disheartened. So I'm like, I'm already losing weight.
You've been telling me for years to do the workouts. Now you're telling me to stop.
How much weight had you lost at that point?
By that time, I think it was maybe like 30 pounds.
I was really starting to see it.
Yeah. So I was really disheartened by that. But the therapist, he said, he's like, it's fine. Like, just go for a walk for the same amount of time that you would do the workout. So like, walking is super, super beneficial. So I'm like, all right. So I would do that. I'd go walks. And I was documenting all this through social media. Mm-hmm. I would do videos. I'd do posts, all this other stuff. And into the walking, one day, finally, I was like, I wonder what it'd feel like to run. So I just started to jog for a little bit. And it was awful.
No one was chasing you or anything.
No, right? It was crazy.
Just so because you wanted to?
I did what? It for like 30 seconds and I stopped and I was out of breath and sweating like crazy. And I was like, well, that's just awful. I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah.
But then I was like, well, let's do it again anyway. So I did that and I posted about it. And, you know, people have been really super supportive and pushing me along, which has been great. And then my stepfather, he saw that I started running and he's been an avid runner for many, many years. Marathons, mm-hmm. he did the Boston Marathon, like all crazy stuff. Awesome. So he got super excited about that and he's all about like, you know, let's just go right in. So he texts me and says, I signed us up for a half marathon in December. And I went,
the fuck?
You're fucking crazy. I literally just started jogging.
Don't you need my approval for this?
I lost 30 seconds. Yeah. Like, calm down, sir.
Slow down. Yeah. So he's like, no. He's like, you got plenty of time to train for it. He's like, I think you can really, really do this. You can just do a walk run. So I'm like, all right. So then I got into the C25K apps where, you know, you train from going from a couch to a 5K. So I did that and it slowly, actually quickly, grew into this whole thing where I'm like, oh, I can run. I can do this.
Right.
And it trains you into this whole walk-run combination where you walk for a period, then you run for a short period, then you walk. So it gives you that recovery time, which for me was great.
Yeah. Our muscles like that.
They really do.
I mean, our bodies do like that.
Like, your body needs that recovery time, and it just developed into this huge love for running. And
how many miles did you run yesterday?
Yesterday, was it just yesterday? Yeah, Saturday. I ran 10 miles yesterday, so I'm training for my second half marathon. So,
Wow.
So I kept training. I did a 5K, I did a 10K, you know, and then I did the half marathon last December. Then I got into, so that was the winter.
Yeah.
And then I also like to ride my bike. And then a friend of mine that's been following me, she's like, do you swim? She's like, you should consider doing triathlons. And I'm like, all right, slow your roll. Like,
everyone stop adding lists onto this.
Yeah. So, but then I was like, well, I don't know. So then I started looking into it, and when people think triathlons, they usually go right to Ironman, and Ironman competitions are like ridiculous, like 16-hour long competitions where you're working out.
You know
he's
going
to
do it.
I was going to say, but that's what you're working
for. So I was like, no, I don't know. But then I learned that there was these other like shorter distances, you know, there's sprints, Olympics, and all this other stuff.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, I was like, so a sprint is just like about usually about a half a mile swim, mm-hmm. and then about a 12 to 13 mile bike, and then a 5K run, which is 3.1 miles.
It.
So
I'm that's like, all right. Biggie. Like, nothing too
my mom's done these before.
I'm like, that's actually totally attainable.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So I got on training plans and discovered that I love triathlons.
That's fantastic.
So how much weight did you lose?
All said and done, I hit my goal weight was 185, and I actually stepped on the scale the one day as I was getting closer to my goal weight, and I actually hit 183
March of 2021.
So I lost 132 pounds in just under a year.
That's incredible.
That's a great thing too. You know, I've had people ask me like, so did you have the surgery? And I'm like, first of all, that's kind of offensive.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, it's not at all. I did it right. Drinking was a big thing for me.
And like slowly losing weight.
You should see his muscles.
Yeah. Slowly losing the weight.
Look at you showing him off like a prize horse. Like, look at
him. And that's one of the biggest things. Yeah. Allowing your body to adapt to that properly is what really, not going all in hardcore. Making, like you said, small goals for yourself and making those small changes. And the problems that I was having before, because I've struggled with my weight since I was in elementary, you know, the problems that I was doing before, that I was always trying to do these fad diets and try to lose like 80 pounds in 3 weeks. It's like, it's just not healthy. It's not sustainable.
It's got to be a lifestyle change.
Exactly. I finally learned to make it a lifestyle change, small things that I can incorporate to my everyday life. And I still have my love for food. I will still go to Taco Bell.
Yeah,
and
treat
I will
yourself.
Order everything, you know. I still love that stuff, but that's what also keeps me working out, is because now my body's adapted so much that I can have those days where, like, I'll go binge on some Taco Bell, but that's okay because I'll get back to my workouts the next
day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All good to go, you know? So,
balance is key.
I love that Taco Bell is your binge because I love
But yet, he still changed what he's ordered at Taco Bell, too.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, that over time, things have just gradually changed on their own.
Yeah.
You know, with the quitting drinking, I didn't even realize it. Someone just said, they're like, well, so do you, what kind of soda do you drink? And I stopped and I was like, oh shit.
You don't
I
even drink that anymore.
Soda.
Yeah.
In that, so I haven't, so it's been April 20th of 2020 was when I started.
420, what?
I know, right? Right? So I haven't had a drop of alcohol or a soda since April 20th of 2020. It's
wow.
Crazy. And smoking. You quit smoking,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I quit smoking and everything. So literally, this is like the healthiest I've been since I fucking came out of the womb.
Like, I feel like our brand spanking new cheese stuff. Does it smell like uterus? Like,
yeah, it's been, I tell you what, it's, and what really all started it was honestly, getting into meditation was what
really
helped everything. Like, that's what started it all years ago. I started to meditate and started to really delve into my mind and me and what makes me tick. And you know,
and just connecting with that higher self. Yeah.
Love myself for me. I struggled with a lot of self-love for many, many years and horrible self-esteem for many years. And so meditation really helped that. Mm-hmm. And I started to actually want to be better because I loved who I was. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you. It's been awesome. So, but yeah, and then a cool thing too is with my posting on social media, I actually, roadrunnersports.com actually contacted me to do a video piece for my journey of like how running has changed my life. So we actually went to New York, did a whole video piece. It'll be coming out in December. So I'm
Yay!
Sure
it's
awesome.
Yes.
Yeah,
see, when you're true to yourself, things just like,
they just
line up.
Man. The universe is like, oh, finally you got your head
out
of your ass.
Here
here's all your abundance.
That's exactly what it was. Like, you finally get your head out of your ass, you know?
Yeah,
and it's,
abundance.
And it all had to happen. You know, it all,
and the support, I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, he's been amazing through all this. And I have a lot of him to thank for this as well, too, because of the journey that he went on his own. Like, he took that big leap to become the Lehigh Valley Medium, and that is like daunting in itself.
That's what we're gonna get into next.
So for him to take, seeing him take that step and take that leap and do this thing that's, you know, very risky and scary, to watch him do that, you know, is very inspiring, you know. And so he's always said, be the inspiration. That's always been his little tagline since he was on the show, is be the inspiration.
Like, that actually came from The Biggest Loser.
Yeah. And
I used to sign autographs that way.
And that resonates so much with me because of my battle with my breast cancer.
Exactly.
That I, you know, every milestone I make and every time it works and everything, it just, I feel like I'm such an inspiration to be the inspiration, exactly, to all the other women that are struggling out
there.
Yeah, exactly. So, and how it started, and that's, I'm sure, because people come up to you and say how inspiring you are and all that. That's what happened. Like, so many people watching the show, strangers would come up to me on the street and just be like, thank you so much. You have no idea. Like, first of all, you're my favorite. Is Jillian really real? you inspire me so much. Thank you so much. I've lost weight. Or I actually know somebody who's like, you inspire me so much, I'm going to audition. She actually got on the show.
Oh,
and
wow.
And we still talk. And I didn't even know that. Years later, she's like, remember, I'm the one who came up to you. And we have a picture of it.
Love it.
And she ended up on the show as well. Anyway, because people used to say, oh my God, you inspire me, you inspire me, you inspire me. I used to say to people, I'm like, well, honey, it's your turn. You be the inspiration.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's how I should sign. When people would ask for, back then people asked for autographs. Now they just wanted selfies.
Yeah.
But they would ask for an autograph. So I would start signing, be the inspiration.
Yeah.
And now it's so funny because it's tied into where now I say that's my tag on my show. Be the inspiration. So don't just look for inspiration.
Be the inspiration.
So I want to turn corners and talk about the Lehigh Valley Medium. And
because that's kind of
how
we
have been doing that.
So I've had the gift my whole life. I didn't really realize what it was. I mean, I would tell people shit, but I didn't.
Yeah.
It was never, and I still don't have this. Like, your nana's here and wants to tell you. I don't, in the grocery store. Yeah. I don't get that. I get it in, it's called an evidential medium. So I get signs, symbols, and images and things like that. But I've gotten that my whole entire life. I didn't realize what it was until about 10, 11 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, wow.
I think this December will be 10
years. What was the thing that, like, triggered it for you to realize?
Watching the Long Island Medium, Teresa Caputo.
Like, this is familiar.
So we kind of both looked at each other. We're like, wait a second.
I never thought medium, though. Like, I even said, I was like, that's kind of like me and, like, how I see things. But
Did you think that's not intuitive? Because you think that, you know, he's like, I'm not talking to dead people. Like, that's
right. Like, yeah, she's like, literally, people. Like, blah, blah is telling me this. Yeah. Like,
So, and I didn't get it like that. I thought. Right. So I'm like, well, I don't think I'm talking to dead people, but it is very similar. So he's like, well, we're both support each other. He's like, well, why don't you go talk to somebody? And I'm like, I looked around and I couldn't figure out, like, who to talk to, who I wanted to, like, who's going to waste my time, or, you know, a lot of them, and I'm not judging on, like, that's fine, everybody has their own ways of doing things,
right.
But a lot of them looked kind of witchy, and I just was like, I just want to talk to somebody. So I actually found Teresa Caputo's spiritual advisor, helped her, and she's not even a medium, she's just a world-renowned healer. She knows, like, everybody.
Right,
and
awesome.
She's a world-renowned healer. She's been on her show a couple times, so I'm like, well, she only had a two-month wait. So I'm like, well, I just need to talk to somebody. So why don't we go to her? So we booked it. We drove up to Long Island. She only lives like a block from Teresa.
Wow.
And they've been friends for years. And she helped her figure out this gift. So 5 minutes in, and she had no information about me. 5 minutes other than my name. Mm-hmm. And that's how I do my readings too, is that I don't have any information about anybody. Anyway, but she's like, so why are you here? I kind of told her.
Right.
And she just goes, well, let me stop you right there. And he was there. She goes, honey, you're a medium. And I go,
excuse me?
That's exactly what he did, actually.
I go, okay. And then she kept talking. And in my head, I'm thinking, I'm like, isn't that like dead people?
Yeah.
That's what Teresa does.
So I've been talking to dead people?
So I stopped her. And I swear to God, he was there. And I have no reason. Yeah, I was him. I have no reason to lie. But I'm like, I just go, okay. So hold on. You said I'm a medium. And she's like, yeah. And I go, like dead people. And she goes, absolutely. And I go, wait. Like ghosts and shit? And she's
that
like,
that would be my reaction. Like, what?
Ghosts? Fucking
and
ghosts?
I think I said ghosts and goblins.
Ghosts and goblins.
And she goes, they're not ghosts and goblins. She's like, but yes. And I said, I was like, but I don't see them. And she goes, you will. And I go, oh, hell no.
You're like, I signed up for this shit.
I said, I go, I don't want to talk to no dead people. So, but she, one thing she said, she goes, okay, well, since I just told you, what's changed? And I go, nothing. Other than it's kind of creepy. And she goes, but nothing's changed. She goes, it's now you just know what you're dealing with and how you can, now I'm going to teach you on how you can, like, work with it.
Well, she's also said to him, she's like, who do you think has been giving you all this information you're getting anyway?
Yeah, that is a good question. Yeah. What was your answer?
I was like, I don't know. That's why I was here.
That's why I'm like, find out.
But now it's so funny because I've turned around and I've told so many people they're mediums.
Yeah.
Like, so, and I love that the tables have turned and now I'm helping people.
Yeah, but like, you're the mentor now.
Yeah, and I always offered, I said, I'm like, whenever I have a business, or I didn't think of business at first, I'll go back to that in a second. But I always said that I'm like, I want to be able to have my, like, an open door. People can book an appointment, don't have to have a reading, because I didn't want a reading from somebody either.
Right.
I just want to talk about what this was. So I do have that ability. People can book, and they do. And they'll come and they'll just talk about their gifts or what they're experiencing. And, you know, I offered that we don't have to go into a reading. It's just about, like, how it can help, how it can help them, you know, amplify their gift and, you know, so on and so forth. But anyway, I wanted to offer that because not everybody does. Like, they just do book a reading and that's it.
Like, I'm going to use my gift because you could figure out your shit.
I knew how difficult it was. I was like, I'm dealing with this gift. I don't know what the hell to do. What is this? Like, so I always have an open door with that. So, But going back, we left there and I'm going to tell you the exact quote I said. We get in the car. I remember it was rainy. We get in the car. We sit in. He's like, oh my God, so you're like a medium?
I was like all excited. Like, this is the coolest thing ever.
This is so cool.
My boyfriend's a medium.
Yeah.
And I just remember sitting there for a minute. It's like raining and I'm just sitting. And I just like this, I go, great. The fuck am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah.
So verbatim. I literally, I was like, oh, the fuck am I supposed to do with that? So I didn't ignore it. I just kind of went on with my, you know, if I, yeah, I now I'm like, I felt if I would get information, I would give it more to people.
Right.
But I'm like, what am I supposed to do with that? So it was about a year and a half. And there was a picture. They started coming into my pictures.
Ever since that meeting with her, all this crazy.
Yeah. I was going to say, because I always say, once you're woke, you're woke. Yeah. Like, once yeah. they know that you know noises, they're there, it's on.
Faces and pictures, faces and videos.
I get numbers.
Twice.
So many weird
twice
things
in,
started
yeah.
happening.
Yeah. Twice in 1 week that they started doing these pictures. So I have the one. I don't have the other one. It was a video, but I don't have it anymore. So many phones.
Yeah.
But this one picture, and this is the picture that changed everything because I showed him. I didn't take a picture. I didn't know this was happening. I was taking a picture of my friend that was drunk.
He didn't even see what was in the picture.
Yeah.
It was other people that he sent the picture to that are like, who's in the back seat? And he goes,
yo, that's crazy.
He's like, it's just him and I in the front seat.
There it is. So, and so I have this picture because it was forever changed because I said to him, I go, what am I supposed to do with this? And he's like, you either ignore it or he's like, you face it.
And I said, like, I basically was like, shit, get off the pot.
Yeah.
So, and
right there.
There's two faces really, yeah. actually three. So, I just decided, here I am. Now
wow.
I really have
wow.
a
meeting. I'm like, that's I don't even know. I'm like, what?
So all he was taking a picture of our friend who
that's
was passed out on
yeah,
the couch
next
today,
to
just
him.
Came back from the bar.
Yeah.
And he sent this picture
and
to our
like
other friend was like, haha,
like
look who passed out on my arm.
Wow.
And,
I was driving.
And our friend was like, who's in
the
back
seat? That's a lot
seat?
Going on back there. That's probably why there's three faces back there. Like,
but
what
yeah,
the fuck are you doing?
Trust me, if I knew I was going to savor this picture for the rest of my life, you'd think I would have looked like that.
Yeah.
I'm like,
well, and then there was another video. He did recorded a video of himself.
That's that.
There
I don't have that.
Yeah.
There was, you could literally see
this face
like,
goes
the
like,
face of a little girl in the background. Yeah. It was crazy.
Everybody's like, who's that girl? I'm like, what girl?
And then
I'm like,
and I was going to say, like, do you, like, you'll be sitting there and you'll see some little girl, like, walk
no,
down a hallway. Like, how does that happen? They
I
just,
don't.
It
I don't
just
see
happens
them like
when
that.
It happens.
Yeah, I know. Some mediums do see
yeah.
entities. I don't. So I know spiritually in my head that they may be like, I might be like, there's a spirit in the hallway, like, well,
yeah.
there always, but yeah. I can, I might be able to
but
say, like,
really
there's a girl, but I
it.
Can't see it.
Yeah.
I can't make out and say she's wearing a green dress with,
yeah.
It's not like that. Some do.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot. So that's a different type of a medium.
Right.
I'm more of the, I get signs, symbols, and images, and they use my memories to tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know your life. So what they do is they connect to my life. So
right.
I may see something from my, when I was 5 years old, I may see a 96 Doritos commercial from the 96 Super Bowl. I might see, which, to be honest, so let's just use that as an example. If they showed me, like, remember, it wasn't a 96, but remember that Dorito commercial back a couple years ago? I don't know, hopefully we say Doritos. That chip commercial.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a little kid that was like, don't touch my Doritos. Don't touch my
oh,
mama.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
yeah.
that cute
don't,
little...
Don't touch my Doritos.
Yeah.
Don't touch
my
mama.
Mama.
But imagine
so
if they showed that to me in my head, I might say,
you now
I'm
have
like,
to figure out what the fuck
I have
means.
To think, what does this mean? I don't think it's about Doritos, but I might
right.
I might bring up to this person and say, do you have a kid who's very protective over you? And
right.
they're like, yes, my son. He's very protective. I'm like, yeah, they're bringing him up. And now I see, boom, 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 three. First, middle, last. I'm like, why are they bringing up his middle name? So did you name the middle name after this person? You're like, oh my God, yes, I did. And I'm like, so just know that they're making sure that he is protecting you the way I
wow.
would. And they know that his middle name is whatever,
whatever.
It is. I mean,
yeah.
I hear the middle name, but they just went like, boom, boom, boom.
In
the circle
middle.
The middle.
So you're really just
so,
taking images and trying to make sense of
yes,
it.
Yes,
it's like
it's charades
yeah.
with my memory.
That's how
yeah.
I explain tarot. It feels like a puzzle.
Yes,
like you're putting
it's
it
just,
all together.
Yeah, but I don't always know what it means. So when people
right.
are like, well, what are they saying? I'm like,
I
don't
know
what
they're...
They're
showing me
they're
things.
Saying, shut up and let me see these things.
Yeah,
yeah. Let me figure this out.
I mean, and this is just a quick little explanation, but that's like, that's what I got. So
right.
I sometimes know what it means and sometimes I don't. So now if they make me see that if I feel like I'm laying in a bed like a hospital bed. Now I always say like, it doesn't have to be a hospital bed, it could be a home. I don't care.
Right.
But if they show me that means it's end of life.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, and I feel like I'm them. If I feel like I just heard somebody walk out the door, that means that you were there with me before I passed, but then you left and then I passed. So that's my sign. I know the minute I see that, I go, so let me guess, you left and then they passed shortly after. And they're like, yes, I went home to go get, yeah, I went home to go get blah, 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 ABC. And I was told them I was going to be right back. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, so they know that they waited until you left to pass. Right. So that's my sign for that. Now, all they have to do is change a little bit. And if I see a roadrunner trying to get to them, I know it sounds stupid, but if I see a roadrunner, like meet me, the roadrunner, yeah. I know that that means that you were racing to get to me and you didn't make it in time. So I'm like, that's my, I'm like, oh, so I just saw the roadrunner, which that's my sign that you were racing and trying everything you could to get to me, but there was something blocking you and you didn't get to me in time. Now, unless you did get to me, which means you were racing to me and I feel like you, I see somebody like walk in the door, like huffing and puffing. I'm like, but you did make it in time.
Right.
Like, so all they have to do is change that image the slightest little bit, and I know exactly what they're trying to say. But sometimes, Doritos commercial, I have no idea.
Yeah, like, now you're what like, what the fuck
is happening? So when did you start, how long after you met this woman in Long Island did you decide you were going to start like reading people?
About
like
2 years fully. Because about a year and a half is when that picture came.
Right.
And then after that, I was like, okay, I think I'm going to start reading people. Like, right. For real, like, for real. So I started at a store in Easton. And I turned something, again, just my gut. I've always followed that gut.
Yeah.
It happened with Biggest Loser. Mm-hmm. It happened meeting him. And it happened meeting my dog. It happened with this. Yeah. And I just, something just told me, like, and he even said
it
when
was
we left.
Out of nowhere.
He goes, I can't believe you just signed up for that. I'm like, I can't believe either. I don't know what the hell happened.
It's like something else took over.
One of our favorite stores in downtown Easton. And we're sitting there and talking. And we got to talking about that. And he goes, well, let's do a group reading here. And I went, whoa.
And
okay.
We picked a date, and I was like, let's put it on the calendar.
And that was it.
Wow.
And that's literally how it
that was
started.
My first reading I ever officially did, like, that I was like, people showed up. I had to turn it on and turn it off.
Yeah.
And like, because otherwise it would just be random. Yes, like the time when people say, like, so you walk up to people at supermarkets, like, so we'll get into that. I was able to turn it on. It was only 6 people, but it was an amazing reading. And I'll never forget that one.
Wow.
And it was my first. And then it turned into, you know, after that, I did a couple of those groups, small groups. And then it was my girlfriend wants to have a private reading or my son. And
right.
I was like, I was terrified to do private readings. Now private readings are my favorite. So
yeah, I was going to say, awesome. Do you find that the people are now like, they just started to find you then once you really started to embrace it.
What
happened.
I don't advertise.
That's
exactly
what's happening
what
with her and her business.
It so is. Just wait.
Word
when
of
it,
mouth, like
when it explodes, it will explode.
Yeah.
And just be prepared for that. So all it's going to take is a couple people to just mention your name.
Right.
And it's going to be, and you'll see at the right time, the right place. So you may not be ready for it yet.
Yeah. I've been just open to receiving the journey. And
yep.
All
that's
of
all
it.
You
so
can
is
do.
This is now your full time.
Yeah.
This is
so
what
he
you
did.
Get.
A,
five
he did
days
a part
a week.
Time for a while he was still nannying, and then he actually finally had to make the decision where he's like, "I have to
one or the
if
other.
I want
That's
this,
my goal.
Yeah, if I, this is what I want, then I have to stop." And
well, Ian, it's not about
he
the
had no problem filling appointments.
No, and it's not where you're booked out, and it's not about the money. Yes, people go, you know, because I have faced other mediums that are like, "Well, I would never charge." I'm like, "Well, good for you." I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's not about the money, but. Listen, if I want to do this full time, I can't
you
work
have to be able
and
to
do this.
Right. Yourself.
Listen, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh, fine. Then I'll go. If to make you happy, would you like me to go back to work? And then I only read one person a week.
Exactly.
I'm like, or I can help. Like, I've literally, I've been doing this now 6 years, going on 7 years officially, like my own practice and all that. I'm like, and I've read close, I think a little over 5,000 people.
Holy
wow.
So I've read a lot of people. Like if you do the math based on group readings. Now I'm talking about sitting down readings. I've probably done closer to like 3,000. I'm like,
right.
But talking about the individual
groups.
People
exactly.
In the places.
The people that you've touched, but not
yeah.
touched
yeah.
like, hey, baby, but like, yeah.
That's a different kind of medium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, I've read over 5,000 people. Easy.
That's
easy.
Wow.
I'm like, so, and I love it, and I'll continue to do it for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So you can go to www.lehighvalleymedium.com for more information.
Yes.
My Facebook is Lehigh Valley Medium. My Instagram is Lehigh Valley Medium. I'm pretty easy to find. LehighValleyMedium.com. Now, I do have a Facebook show, Sunday Nights Live. I'm supposed to be live right now.
That's all right.
So it's okay. We're doing this. We could go live here and show
I mean,
them.
Hey.
It would advertise for this.
So, moving in the background, like, hey.
So, but yeah, I do go on Sunday nights live, and I do not tarot readings, but oracle card readings.
Yes, yes. We love our oracle.
Yes. Well, yes. I was going to say, like, that's kind of how I had a friend that was a psychic in Easton. We talked about this when we first met.
John?
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. And after he'd passed away, that's when I started to see you on Facebook. And I knew then I was going to meet you. I didn't know how, but I knew it was going
to
happen.
No, and I'm sorry to interrupt. I what's really cool about that is I've never met him, mm-hmm. but I truly feel as though his energy has been supportive. And like, mm-hmm. I almost want to like tear up just thinking about it. Cause I'm like, I've never met this man and I feel so close to him.
Yeah.
Because when I first started, like literally like one of my first couple weeks, people were going like, oh, are you John's replacement? And I go, who the fuck is John? Yeah. Like, no, my name is Matt. And yeah, I'm like,
not whoever this John
is. I think he passed you some kind of mediumship torch, though.
I really do. No, right? I really do. People say, exactly. I live in the same neighborhood he lives in.
Yeah. When we came to your place, I was like, Annie, John lived like a two blocks that way. Yeah.
I've read
crazy.
His son. I've mm-hmm. met his protege who actually does Reiki on me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I've gotten so many of his clients.
I'm sure.
And they're all like, oh my gosh, you remind me of this, my psychic
just
John.
I was thinking that because you have this just loving, open personality.
They like, said he was like that.
He yeah. just said whatever the fuck he wanted. Me. That's why I loved so him.
Yeah. Oh, I cursed in my readings.
So oh, that's
I'm
how,
dropping F-bombs like yes. it's fucking raining.
Yeah.
I'm like... But I just keep it real. I believe in 100%, and I tell this in every reading, that I just believe in being completely authentic, ugh. Being genuine, and whatever it gets. Like, I tell people all the time, where I'll be like, I don't know what this means. So
yeah.
just jot it down. It may make sense later. We get emails all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, I know what that is. You know, I opened the drawer, and it was right there. Yes. I told my mom, and she started bawling. So, like, I didn't know what it meant, but somebody else did.
Right.
So I always say, so just be authentic. Be true to yourself. I'm like, there is karma out there. So I always say, there's no reason to lie. Just be truthful.
Right.
Excuse me. Be truthful. That's why I tell people if I say something where I'm like, shit, I was going to say that, but I didn't. I'm like, listen, you can believe me, not believe me. That's up to you.
Yeah,
but I'm going to tell you what it is. Because it does happen sometimes where I'm like, damn, you know, I saw that. And I like somebody will be like, well, we did just get a cat. And I'm like, damn it. You know, I didn't
yeah,
see somebody with a fucking cat. I'm like, but I didn't write it down because I didn't get the context of it. So sometimes I'm like, well, imagine if I just said, I'm supposed to say cat.
Yeah, like, and you're supposed to know what that means.
Meow, meow. Meow.
So if I don't get the context, sometimes I won't say it. Sometimes I will write it, but sometimes I just move on to the next thing. And then they'll be like, well, we just got a cat. And I'm like, son of a bitch. Yeah. You know, I saw a cat. And I'll even say, I'm like, son of a... So I'm like, well, you can believe me, not believe me, that's up to you. But I'm like, I did just see a cat.
Yeah.
So they're acknowledging that they know about the cat. They probably sent the cat to you.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no. So I tell people, like, I give them advice all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's when Annie and I came to see you. So... Again, saw you online, knew I was going to meet you.
We had a blast, too.
Oh, my gosh, we did.
It was like 4 hours.
That was amazing.
We literally were like, oh, so we're friends with him now?
So weird off into so many directions, but everything.
Those are usually his best readings.
It was the best.
Oh, my God, we had so much fun. That's where the logo came from. He actually gave us the idea. He gave us some inspiration to do the logo.
Yeah.
There's been a couple people that he's done that for. There was another one of his clients where she just updated her logo because of recommendations.
Oh my god, yeah.
Oh my god, I love that you're like Mark rebranding everyone.
No, I did. Awesome. She was like, yeah, I'm really stuck with what to do. And I just boom, 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 boom. She's moved her space. She's changed her logo. She's not the name, but she changed the logo.
Yeah.
She's like, I did this. She's like, my business has never been busier, blah, blah, blah.
Oh my god, that's fantastic.
Well, I also wasn't marketing for many years, too. So
that did help a lot.
But I do also see, like, they'll bring up business things. They'll bring up family things. They'll bring up, like, people just think it's, I miss you, I love you. And I'm like, no. Some of my best readings, I love, this is like my new thing, I don't even know if you know this, but like they'll show the personalities.
Oh, that's
like,
fun.
And you may have seen that, but like where I'll say, I'm like, so they'll bring up, and you'll be, and the person will be like, oh my God, they used to actually say that. Or, oh my God, that is them spot on. You're like, or I'll even bring up like your kid's personality, like, or whatever. And you'll be like, I've never met your kid without hearing him on the phone.
Yeah.
Now, I did hear him on the phone. But but imagine if I've never met you, never met your kid, and I just started telling you that. And not just because he's a teenager, but if I just said something, you're like, he just said that this morning.
Yeah.
Like, that's so crazy. Like, or if I told you that, you know, so on and so, like, specific things about an award he just got or whatever. Like, how the But I know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so it's not me, it's them. So yes, there is, I miss you, I love you. And
right.
Just know that I know this and this and this. But some of my favorite things are that you just painted the bedroom yellow and that you just, like,
I think it just shows that you have access to all information. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You do care.
It's validation.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're, just, they're validating things that you, that there's no way that I, you know, I don't know anything. Yep. It's not on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's right. Literally, it's something that you literally, you could have gotten the tattoo that morning and you didn't put even a picture online or yet, and I just told you that you got the tattoo.
Right. Yeah.
It's just all these things. I just, but it's not about that. It's about them getting the message to you. It's not about me, but it is fun. Because half the time I'm always like, shut up.
Yeah. Like, you're amazed at what you said. You're like, what?
Well, like when you mentioned about me being, like when I was, you were talking about my divorce and you were like, yeah, you're probably like, oh my gosh, I spent like 10 years of my life and all this money on the wedding. I'm like, that's literally what I said to my mother the day that I like came out and was like, I don't know how to do it in my life. And like, it was just crazy.
And I don't normally remember readings, but didn't I think it was like, it wasn't just telling you that. Wasn't it about, like, don't be so hard on yourself?
Yeah, and it was more like to...
Because you're thinking that you're disappointing
somebody. To forgive, and to forgive
that you're not disappointing us and that you need to be happy and we choose you to be happy. And, like, that. But that's where it usually goes. And it's not just, you know, like... Because most people would probably be like, I wasted fucking money and time.
Yeah,
so,
right.
But it was more that the message was about you not feeling like you're disappointing a family member. Yeah.
Exactly. And I did feel extreme amounts of that when I was facing my family at that time. So
I love what I do.
That's,
I mean, like right that's now amazing. I'm playing with my ring, which means that they want to talk about somebody's ring. So that's why I'm like,
I always play with my rings. I don't know.
That's usually about something. No, I don't need, may not even be about yours.
Yeah. Careful about getting into a reading. We way overstayed our welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. So, oh, and I still have questions for you too, because what is it like being married to somebody that has these gifts? Like you're experiencing it. You're like in it. Do your own gifts get better?
It's amazing. No, it really is. It's amazing. It's a very, it's a humbling experience as well. Like I even said before, we're talking about our marriage. Like it's humbling because he knows a lot of stuff. He sees stuff and he's, you know, Matthew gives great advice, not just spiritually, but just in regular personal life
as
well.
And so, we have experienced that.
And it's hard to sit there and be told, you know, that you're possibly doing something wrong or try it this way or try it that way. So yeah, I do give a lot of pushback a lot, but that's my personality.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Don't tell me I'm doing my shit wrong. Like
me learn.
Exactly. I'm a learn the hard way kind of guy. Yeah. It's just the way I've always been.
Stop giving me the answers to
so
the test.
So it's hard. Exactly. So I do give him a lot of pushback with that, but.
But there is a difference between when it's like just my opinion and when I actually like feel actual, something.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And I'm like, people pay for this shit. I'm like, you know, the psychic. Like, oh my
when
God.
When he does it that way, where he's like, you know, I just get this feeling, like, you know, can you just make sure you do this differently or try to do this? Like, he'll put it that way. And I always listen to 100%.
You're like, don't go this way.
Because you're like, that's not actually you telling me what to do. That's them
I'll tell you what, it's fascinating. And like I said before, you know, I would never be on the journey that I am with my weight loss and my life changing if it wasn't for him doing what he's doing.
Right.
Him doing what he's doing got me into tarot cards, which got me into wanting to meditate.
And she,
got me all of that, you know? So it's really like him doing what he's doing has developed me into this person that I am today as well.
Yeah.
So
it's been awesome.
It's a fascinating journey.
It's amazing to watch how you guys like help each other grow.
Yeah.
Like,
it really
it's
is.
Just beautiful to see.
Water each other.
Yeah. You
it's
do.
Something exciting. It's something different every single day. And to see the people who, you know, leave our house or leave group readings or whatever it may be with just like a smile on their face finally. And to see, one of my favorite things to do is when he will say that one little thing to a skeptic and the skeptic is in tears or the skeptic, like he did it to our friend New Year's Eve one night. He had just lost his father. And he went up to hug. We went to a party, a last minute party that we were coming up to. And he
and
went
I didn't
to
know
hug
the
him.
Father.
Went up to hug. He had never met the father. He went up to hug our friend and he said something to him and our friend just lost it. And he's a skeptic. He never believes in that stuff. And he lost it. And we finally found out a couple of days later, we're just like, oh, sorry, did we, you know, push a button? You know, cause it was fairly recently he'd lost his father. And here, come to find out, my friend, who's his wife, had said, she's like, whatever Matt said to him was verbatim exactly what his father always used to say to him when he was a kid.
Wow.
And it wasn't prompted.
You didn't even know. You just said it out loud.
Yeah. Wow. I said it to him and ever since then.
I whispered in his ear as I was hugging him and I don't remember what I said. I do remember that moment. I was hugging him, and I just blah, 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 blah. And that was it.
It was verbatim, wow. Exactly, yeah. Like word for word. And so ever I was since like, his then, dad he's channeling like, me. I can't. Yeah. He's or even said to us now, he's like, I can't deny that. I can't deny that. He's like, he's never met my father before.
And there's been other stuff, too.
Way he yeah, would know. I'm sure.
The minute I start talking to him, he's always like, shit, don't. Like, I'm not ready for this right now.
But it's cool. It's just so awesome. And then so to be a part of that has been amazing. I feel like yeah. It's a gift for myself just to be able to watch this happen. And it's been fascinating. It's definitely exciting. It's been a learning lesson for both of us as well, which has been awesome.
Yeah, it's part of our everyday life, so we get so used to it. But yeah, when we get to talk about it, it is exciting.
Once you actually, because you do, you almost become numb to it because it's everyday life. But then you're like, holy shit, I have like a superpower.
But I will say this, it does get numb to that point. But when you see it happening, like when you see the readings happen or you see that person get that one specific thing that, you know, burst them into tears. Yeah. Like that never gets old. You'll never be numb.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Because you can
feel the energy shift.
Holy cow. Yeah. It's just fascinating. It's fascinating
stuff. Yay. Do you feel like any of your gifts are getting stronger? Like, do you think it's something that's evolving and changing?
It's like a muscle. Oh,
wow. It is like a muscle. The more you do it, the stronger. Yeah. So I was saying, like, imagine where I am right now. Imagine another 6 years.
That's
crazy. Get it.
Well, that's like John Edward, Teresa Caputo, all these amazing.
Oh my God! Who did you just see at Stan?
Tyler.
Yeah.
But they've all, even him, they've all been doing it way longer than me. So and that's what I'm like, and I'm pretty strong like that too. And
yeah.
So imagine where I'm going to be.
I was just thinking that. Like, if you're already this in tune.
Everybody has a gift. Everybody has an ability.
Thank you.
It is. I always say, I'm like, listen, everybody has the ability to sing, cook. I'm like, write me, as I said, sing, do that. I'm like, oh, play the piano, whatever. You think, oh, no, I can't. I'm like, yes, if you really took the time, you could learn it. Yes. It may take you a lot longer, but, you know, so if, let's just say piano for you. If we say piano for you, that you're like, well, I can't play for piano to save my life. I'm like, that's fine. But if you took lessons, it may take you 3 years to learn it. But you could learn it. Mm-hmm. The thing is that, but I could turn around and be 3 years old and be on Ellen playing Mozart and never have had a lesson in your life. It doesn't mean that you can't do it. You may have to just work harder at it.
Yep.
There's just some people who get it more naturally.
Right.
Same thing with cooking. And I usually like to use like cooking as an experience, as an example, but I'm like, but it's the truth, even with singing, and not everybody, just because you have the gift as like, say a musician, like Whitney Houston, one of the greats.
Yeah.
I'm like, imagine if she didn't use her voice. There's probably so many people out there that haven't even tried to do it.
Right, because they don't think they can do it.
No, they don't think so. Or they just don't want to make that their life.
For that church that Whitney Houston went to, that girl left there to make her sing.
But I've met some people that are amazing. And I'm like, why are you not doing this as a career? And it's like, because I don't want to. And I'm like, okay. Well, not every person that can sing or cook wants to be a chef.
Right, exactly.
Sometimes it's just something that you enjoy to do. You know, I didn't think I wanted to be a professional medium.
She told you. You were like, what?
It just was where life led me, and I love it. I cannot imagine my life without it. So, but everybody has an ability. It's not really a gift. It has the ability. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I've tapped in more to it.
Right.
I can hear it more.
Right.
I pay attention to every little nuance that other people would just be like, well, what does that mean?
Exactly.
Like,
observant.
I am very observant. And that's why I was saying about earlier, but my mental capacity, like, I will remember this. I won't remember what we talked about. I won't remember, but I could tell you where you sat, what you wore, what you did. But I'm like, but I couldn't tell you
the words that
it'll be recorded and you can listen to it.
It's a blessing because it's like a clean slate every single time. Like, I really don't remember. The only reason why I remember that part is because when you said that, in my head, I went back to what I just imagined.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went back to what I saw. I didn't remember what I told you, but I remember what I saw. And I'm like, as soon as you said that, I'm like, I do. I remember what your wedding looked like in my head. And I remember being like, I'm not disappointed in you or whatever. So I don't remember what I told you.
Yeah.
You remember the vision.
I do. I can go back to, it's like a weird Rolodex in
my
head.
Awesome.
Wow. So that's why I didn't want to see your titties. But I will tell you, They may now use you, and I'm not even kidding. It's not me choosing. They could use you now
a cancer reference.
As a breast cancer awareness thing.
100%.
Well, a lot of times what they usually do is for your grandmother that passed, they'll show me the pink ribbon and the walk that you guys do. And I know that I'm like, do you guys do a walk? We do. And I'm like, because I see the walk that we do for his his grandmother. All you do is, so it like, or they'll show me where I know that it's something that you light a candle and you do a remembrance thing. Like I went one time to Relay for Life. And we walked around a track and had all the candles. And all they have to do is just take me back to that experience. And I know that it's about a fundraiser and that you guys went and so on and so forth. But it's not one that you do. Like that one, they run and they make shirts and they do all that.
Right.
But now with you, I might say, did somebody have a mastectomy?
Yeah.
I'm not airing anything, right?
No. Okay.
So
she's about to air her titties out for both of you.
She offered to show us her titties. I bet she's talked about the podcast
before. Without
before.
Seeing them, I'm like, they may now show me your thing, what you just said.
Right.
So
I hope they do. I hope they do.
If you only knew how many times that I've seen somebody's prior reading or somebody's face or somebody's experience and they use that as my thing,
cool.
I'm like, so that's what I mean by I don't know if they will or not,
but
I may for the next 3 years see your face and know somebody's struggling with breast cancer. They were in remission. They are now struggling now currently with it. And
you
blah, blah,
love
blah.
This. You love this.
Know,
you're
right?
Like, that's
she's
right,
like,
bitch.
Yeah.
Wait, never gonna forget this.
I got the Fenty highlighter on.
Yeah. She's like, you sure you don't want to see my titties? I'll give you something to remember.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, we do. I mean, we do have to wrap it up.
Yeah.
And we don't need
so
to do
sorry.
It, this bitch, because don't be sorry. It
took forever.
No,
so.
this was amazing.
Yes.
Gonna
and
happen.
There's so much
yeah.
more. Have us back for season 4.
Yeah.
And season 3.
Come on, Horace. Have us back for season 4, Horace.
Hell yeah.
Season 4, because we just want to go.
Well, do it. Plug yourself again.
Yeah.
You can make an appointment, find out information, rates, services, all of that information on my website, which is www.lehighvalleymedium.com. Again, www.lehighvalleymedium.com. My Facebook, my Instagram are both lehighvalleymedium.
Yeah.
And
email is lehighvalleymedium@gmail.com.
Yeah, I made it very simple. lehighvalleymedium@gmail.com is the email address. The wait is right now currently at a year, but people go, oh, I'm not waiting a year. Just put your name
in. It was
so
worth
fast.
It.
It
was worth
just
it.
Book
really
now.
Did.
About
just
to
do it.
Maybe I need it.
We have a cancellation list.
And
so.
We do have groups. We have group events. We have one next month. We have one in December. We have one in January.
We're trying to get you guys one in here.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
So if you can't, if in the meantime, you can at least go to a group. There's no guarantee you'll get a reading, but you can at least go to a group. It's less expensive. It's in the meantime. I'm like, or just wait. It's up to you, but... We do have a wait list as well. It's really hard to get on that, but you know, but you can always put your name on the wait list. So don't be discouraged by a year. I'm like, it's worth the wait.
The way we always say it too is that you'll get your reading when spirit
when
is ready.
When
you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Right. It'll be there
so
for when you're
true.
Ready for it. So if
divine
you can't get
timing.
Now, exactly.
Yeah.
You're not ready for it.
People get annoyed and I'm like, I work 5 days a week.
Like,
I
how
can't...
much more can I give you, people?
Yeah. You don't want Carol the psychic. You want Matt the medium.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm like, I can't help you. Like, I'm one person. I
yeah.
can't.
Yeah.
So
right.
I do
There's
as many...
There's only so much you can do.
I do as many readings.
I know that
yeah.
vibe. Trust me.
I do as many readings as I can do. So,
yeah.
Good. But
it's
yeah,
exhausting.
So LeahValleyMedium.com. And like I said, you can find Facebook. I do have a... Facebook show Sunday nights 9 p.m. and you can watch
Except
live.
Except for tonight.
Yeah.
Confiscated.
Oh my gosh.
I'm surprised I haven't gotten the messages like, where the hell are you?
And then don't forget, guys, to find your favorite broads. We're the number 3singlebroads@gmail.com is our email.
Yep.
3singlebroadspodcast is our Facebook. And then
and
we're on
Instagram,
Twitter, all the things.
Yeah.
And remember that you can find Brad's article and video
on
roadrunnersports.com in December. It's going to be awesome.
I'm so excited.
Keep an eye on your show,
Broads.
Single Broads will be plugging this stuff,
Follow
too.
Follow us on Facebook.
Yes.
It's 3 Single Broads Podcast. We will post all the happenings with Matt and Brad and where to find them and all that good stuff.
And Also, just remember, don't look for inspiration, but be the inspiration.
Yeah, that's just the
that
tip.
That could be our just, the, just tip. The tip. We do a just the tip. I think we missed it last. In this
No, we did.
Do you have a just the tip? Any advice? Any words of wisdom? Just the tip.
Honestly, just start. Just be yourself and just love yourself. It's super important, you know, and fuck what everybody else thinks. Seriously, I spent way too many years caring so much about what other people thought about me, and it just wasted so much of my time. So now
that's
just
good advice.
Fuck everybody else. Do what you want to do. And
yeah,
that's
balls
yourself.
Deep. That was more balls than a tip, deep, but yeah. I like it.
That's definitely balls deep on that tip, but I'll take it.
And on that note, don't forget to
wrap up your dicks. And this episode, thanks guys.
Thank you guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for coming on. Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Yay!
Yes, queen.
Hey guys, it's Ashley here from Three Single Broads. Just wanted to take a minute to remind you, we want to hear from you. Be sure to email us, send us a message on Instagram or Facebook, do whatever you got to do. But we want to hear from you. We want to hear your stories. We want to answer your questions. So just send us a message already. Remember, it's 3, the number 3, Single Broads with a Z on all platforms.